the most common question today had to do with the pandemic, the novel coronavirus pandemic, and people had questions about what minerals do I use to protect myself, et cetera. And so I just want to take a step back for a second and share with everyone a functional medicine perspective on novel coronavirus and the disease that it causes, COVID-19. What we know now is that this virus leverages inflammation. And so silent inflammation is part of all of the modern ills that affect Americans and people internationally, in that we can't feel this inflammation, but it's part of the genesis of heart attack, cancer, stroke, diabetes, mood disorders, you name it. And the more suboptimal the person's lifestyle is or their social situation, the more silently inflamed they are. And that's where why there's a disparate impact of people who are socioeconomically disadvantaged being more affected by COVID-19. So whether it's a standard American diet, lack of access to services, stress, not enough sleep, not good nutrition, you name it, the more those things are happening, the more silent inflammation is burning that the person can't feel. And then when they get hit by novel coronavirus, then the COVID-19 stirs up this firestorm of inflammation in the lungs. It fills up the lungs with fluid. We're getting data now that it impacts different organs in the body. And so people that are more inflamed to start with are more at risk of dying or having complications of COVID-19. So a lot of now that's an oversimplification. It's far more complex than that. You can go to CDC, Centers for Disease Control, to learn constant updates about the conventional aspects of COVID-19. And you can go to ifm.org, that's India Foxtrot Mike.org. And just go to their information for patients right on the top of the banner, click on COVID-19. It'll talk to you about the critical importance of sleep. Immune function can drop off immediately if you're not getting enough sleep. You won't feel it. But nonetheless, if you're not getting enough sleep, your immune resilience will drop off, ability to block the virus from entering the system, the ability to block the virus from replicating so you recover quickly if you have COVID-19. And you'll see suggestions for sleep on the IFM website, not to mention lots of specifics. And then you'll also see vitamins, minerals, that kind of thing that are critical. And so vitamin C is very important, vitamin C rich foods. You'll see some dosages if you're interested in supplementing. Zinc is very important. You can hunt down lists of zinc rich foods easily or look at the supplementation doses on there. Vitamin D is very important in Alaska and many other northern and southern climates. Those are some of the big hitters. And again, those of you that want to delve further into the details, I strongly encourage you to check out IFM. It's also an excellent website about functional medicine. Institute for Functional Medicine curates the content, and because it's many, many faculty members who've been passionate about and built the functional medicine model for years, you can count on it. Not only is the information scientifically validated and well thought out, but many, many individuals have come to consensus. So you're not just hearing one person's opinion. Another question that came up was whether or not coronavirus is serious. And so if the individual who asked that is attending, I can absolutely attest as a conventional and functional medicine MD, not to mention as a citizen, that novel coronavirus couldn't possibly be more serious, whether we measure it by its deadly outcomes for hundreds of thousands of people nationally and worldwide, devastating impacts on people's jobs, well-being, and the incredible amount of stress and uncertainty that is created and barriers then to accessing healthcare, which again have morbid and mortal consequences for hundreds of thousands, if not millions of people.